Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection, you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We're broadcasting live from the TireRack.com studios. As you just heard, TireRack.com will help you get there. They got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, yes, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. You can't beat it. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Eddie House, NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, joining us at the bottom of the hour. You want to keep it locked for that. You can also follow Rob and me on social media. Rob is at Rob Parker FSR on Instagram. And I am at Chris_Broussard on Twitter, ChrisBroussard68 on the gram. All right, Rob, it is time. Do we have some music for this, Rob G? It's time for our NFL preseason predictions. That's right. Let's get this party started.
That's right. It's the moment you have all been waiting for. Kickoff is tomorrow night. The Buffalo Bills and the defending champion Los Angeles Rams. But the real season starts now. That's because Chris and Rob will be making their official NFL predictions. But before we go forward,
are we doing picks Friday?
Yes, we are. Okay. Of course we are. I mean, this is a competitive show, Chris.
I'm defending champion, I know.
Okay, but before we go forward,
defending my crown,
we got to go back. Looking back at last season's picks. It's called proof of performance, right, Rob Parker?
That's right.
Chris, in the AFC, had 4 of the 7 playoff teams correct. Wow. And in the NFC, had 5. Rob Parker in the AFC had 4 teams correct as well. And another 4 in the NFC. So I guess technically, Chris Broussard is winning heading into 2022.
There's no technically. I won.
Alex, really?
Alex, really? Oh, of Alex. Course. You know Alex, how we roll please. On the eye couple, Rob.
Oh, God, Alex. I just threw up in my
the
mouth.
The bongos must be heard.
And I didn't even need to read the story about the rodents at the Coney Island place in Detroit that got closed down.
What?
One of the iconic Coney Island hot dog places, Chris, in downtown Detroit,
got closed
down.
Because of rodents.
Because the neighbors complained of rodents. So,
wow.
Lafayette, Coney Island, anybody listening on the Roar in Detroit, they know. Chris, it's a famous Coney Island place, hot dog spot.
I had a glizzy in my mouth.
Not only did I have a glizzy in my mouth, I had rat hair in my mouth. Alex, that wasn't clean, was it?
Oh, my God.
I feel sick.
You can't use that, can you? Oh, it wasn't clean.
You know Alex feels sick. And now that he's eating meat again? Oh, my God.
I know.
Hey, stop that, see?
All right, let's get back on track. We're going to go through each and every one of the divisions. We're going to pick the winners. If you have a wild card team coming out of the division, let us know in that one as well. But again, I need to know who you're picking to win it, any potential wild card teams, and why. We got the Super Bowl coming up at the end and the MVP award as well. So let's get started in the NFC with the
NFC East.
Chris Broussard.
I got the Dallas Cowboys winning it. And I got the Philadelphia Eagles as a wild card.
I have the Dallas Cowboys winning it despite I don't like their team, but I'm not convinced of the Eagles. I'm just not. But I'm going to go with the Cowboys and the Eagles as a wild card.
Wow.
Very chalky for both of you guys to pick the exact same teams, even though yesterday neither one of you liked either one of those teams.
I don't, but I'm just saying out of the two, Jalen Hurts has to – I'm from Missouri. He has to show me. I'm not there.
Okay, we move on to the
NFC West.
Rob Parker.
We went to the NFC West that quickly? Okay, the Tampa Bay Bucks.
NFC West.
The North and the South.
NFC West, Rob.
Oh, I'm sorry, the Rams. I'm sorry.
Why you got the Rams?
By default.
Ooh.
The Arizona Cardinals, right, will be missing their best receiver for how long is he suspended?
6 games.
Six games. Hopkins is out. I don't know about Kyler Murray. I know he got his loot and money. He can't stay healthy. The team always seems to fade in the second half. I'm giving it to the Rams by default.
No wild card?
Yeah, I do have the Cardinals as a wild card.
Ooh. Wow. All right, I got the Rams winning the division. You know, they're still a very good team. I mean, it's hard to repeat. It's hard to even get back to the Super Bowl after you won it. But so I'm not – we'll see if I'm saying that. But I do think they win the division. I think the division's very obviously weaker than last year. Russell Wilson's gone. Seattle's not going to be very good. I do agree with Rob. I think Arizona – is going to fall off a bit. Kyler Murray is not the same quarterback without DeAndre Hopkins. But I've got them falling out of the playoffs. They're 0-6. Well, not 0-6, but they're 6 games without Hopkins. And then if they have their typical swoon at the end of the season, that's a lot of losses that they could have. So I got them missing it. But I still got San Francisco making the playoffs. I think they've got that much around Trey Lance, and hey, maybe Trey is replaced by Jimmy G. So I got the Rams in San Francisco as a wild card.
That was perfect, Alex. Thank you. Because playoffs?
I'm surprised that you didn't take the Niners as a wild card team. Because I know you don't like Kyler Murray and the Cardinals. So that's
No, I don't.
Kind of surprising.
But a rookie quarterback who they have question marks. Well, but I mean, first time starter. That they have question marks of. I just think they just haven't been confident about the whole move, and that bothers me. Even when you're wrong, our teams will just be like, he's our quarterback. We're going to go with him, and that's the end of it. You know what I mean?
I was wrong.
No, it doesn't happen that often, bud.
All right, we keep it moving in the NFC to the
NFC North.
Chris Broussard.
Green Bay. Period. The end. No, I like Minnesota. I'm tempted to put them in as a wild card. I think them in Philly will be battling, and heck, maybe San Francisco as well. But I'm gonna keep the Vikings out. Just go with the Packers. I think Aaron Rodgers is gonna be fine. I think he makes Alan Lazard, you know, shine a little brighter than he has over the past few years. I think they're going to be fine. I think that Green Bay wins this division handily.
I agree. Packers, you know, their defense is top five. Just look at – I know people talk about Aaron Rodgers, but their defense is top five. They're going to have the defense. They run the football. And I know, you know, the loss of Devontae Adams is a big one for a lot of people. And you can't replace a guy like that, but somehow they were 7. They were 7-0 without him. The last seven games they
is
played.
Is that what it
him.
Is? 7-0.
Yeah. And nine out of the last 10.
Out of 10 and 7 in a row.
And 7 in a row, Chris. Like a ridiculous number. So I'm not saying they're going to repeat that and win every game, but I like them easily. But they're I'm going to go with the Vikings as a wild card. So those two teams, because that division with the Bears and a new coach and a questionable quarterback, and we know the Lions, even if they doubled their win total from a year ago, Chris, they'd have 6 wins. So,
I like the Lions, and you know, they're the way they're getting better, but you're right, they're not going to make the playoffs.
All right, next one, Rob Parker's out of wild card teams. We finish off the NFC with the
NFC South.
Rob Parker.
It's the Bucs by default again. I just don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I know the Saints. A lot of people are high on the Saints. I'm just going to wait until the Bucs totally collapse or Tom Brady's pulverized by that weak offensive line. But I'm just going to go by default because the Saints will have to show me and the rest of the division is not that good.
I am going with New Orleans to win the division.
Wow.
The defense is one of the best in football. And my goodness, have you seen the weapons around Jameis Winston? Guy named Michael Thomas, remember him? Led the league in
receptions. Yeah, 3 years ago, I do remember him.
149 receptions. Still young, though. Still young. Got a lot to prove. Chris Olave from Ohio State, nice receiver. Alvin Kamara in the backfield. I mean, my goodness. Jameis is going to have a field day. He is my dark horse MVP candidate.
And
I think they win the division.
Horse.
I think they win the division. And I think Tampa Bay reaches the playoffs as a wild card.
Okay, the NFC is done. Heads up, guys. In 17 of the last 19 seasons, the team has gone worst to first. Neither one of you guys picked the worst to first team in the NFC, so we'll see if that changes here in the AFC, where we get started with the
AFC East.
Chris Broussard.
Buffalo. Buffalo is all that in a bag of chips, y'all. I mean, had the top-ranked defense, whether you can argue whether you think it was the best, but it was a top-ranked defense in terms of scoring, passing in the NFL last year. And, oh, they just go out and add Von Miller. Offensively, Josh Allen's coming off, Rob, one of the greatest, you know, it was only 2 games, but my goodness, what he did in the playoffs was out of this world. And I think that's just going to give him more confidence. I know they lost Brian Daboll. A lot of people are saying, oh, they're not going to be the same. He was offensive coordinator, now coaching the Giants. But Ken Dorsey, who's been the quarterback coach there for the last 3 seasons, he's going to be the offensive coordinator. So I don't think they'll skip a beat with him there. So I like Buffalo and no wild card. I almost went with the Dolphins. I really like the Dolphins. I think Tua's got the weapons. I talked about Jameis. Tua's got tons of weapons around him. But the AFC is so deep, I don't have them making the playoffs.
I have the New York Jetropolitans winning the division. Joe Flacco doesn't give
serious?
Up the quarterback spot. He will start the first 4 games, and the Jets will turn this thing around and win a division. No, I'm not serious.
I was typing the headline right now.
I was about to say this. So if you want to leave, I'm dead serious. If the Jets win the division, no bet, I will buy you a new pair of Jordans.
No.
If they don't, you don't have to give me anything. That's how I was like, this can't be right.
Okay. The Bills, I don't need to go into all the other stuff. But I do have a shocker. I do have the Dolphins making the playoffs.
Yeah, it's not a shocker.
Finished strong last year.
I think you might be right. Yeah.
And they improved, and I think offensively. So I do have the Dolphins in the playoffs.
We could have went viral there, Rob. Way to go.
I know.
He would have went viral. Viral,
and then they would have said, he doesn't know anything about football.
Right, exactly.
It's okay.
Exactly.
We move on to the
AFC South.
Rob Parker.
Who's in the South? The Colts, right? What do I have? Yes. Indianapolis Colts, by default again. That's a kind of a throwaway division. They did have a good defense. And maybe if they've finally, right, Matt Ryan is their quarterback. Finally, is that an upgrade compared to what they've had? So we'll see. They've had like five quarterbacks in the last 5 years, Rob G. It's been a mess. So here's Matt Ryan. I'm going to pick the Colts.
Yeah, I know we're running up against it. I got the Colts as well. I like the defense. Matt Ryan is still a good quarterback. I think it's an upgrade. I think they're going to be the class of that division. Titans, I think, will be good. But I hope I'm not right. I think Derrick Henry might take a not be quite as good as he was last year or the year before.
Yeah, and I'm sorry. I got the Titans in the postseason. Right? I need to give you my wild card, Titans.
Yep.
Sorry.
Dolphins and Titans now for Rob's wild card teams. We keep it moving to the AFC to the
AFC West.
Chris Broussard.
I got Kansas City winning it. I got Denver second, and I got the Chargers third. So I got three teams out of this division, similar to NFC West last year, making the playoffs.
I have Denver winning the division.
Ooh.
And I have the Chiefs making the postseason as a wild card.
Wow,
so Rob's got
it
worse to first.
You aren't picking the Chargers.
I don't have the Chargers making the playoffs.
I know. I'm shocked. Wow.
All right, let's wrap it up. The AFC with the
AFC North.
Chris Broussard.
Baltimore wins it. Cincinnati makes the playoffs.
I have Baltimore winning the division. And I have the Bengals missing the playoffs. I don't have any more wild cards, right, Rob?
Nope. Yeah, Dolphins, Titans, Chiefs.
Yes, I have the Bengals, which have happened to teams like this before, where they're great. They got a quarter. Joe Burrow has the appendix. You know, I just don't know where he is. I think they missed the playoffs this year.
And technically, the Ravens would be a worst-to-first team if they both win that division.
Yes.
They were tied with the Browns last season. All right, before we get to Super Bowl, quickly, MVP picks, starting with Chris Broussard.
Josh Allen. I'm a believer.
Aaron Rodgers wins his third straight.
Wow.
He joins Brett Favre, who won three straight for the Packers, when the Packers win 14 games without Devontae Adams.
And now the moment you've all been waiting for, the moment we will be judged on for the next 4 months, it is the
Super Bowl.
Rob Parker.
The Packers over the Ravens in the Super Bowl, and the monkey gets off of Aaron Rodgers' back, and the defense leads the way.
Not a bad pick, Rob. Not a bad pick at all. But I am going with Buffalo over the Green Bay Packers. I think my Packers pick probably shocked you.
No,
because I have been hard on Rodgers in the NFC title game. But I think the NFC is down. It's hard to get back, so the Rams. And I do think, to your point, I think Rodgers gets over a hump in that he gets to the Super Bowl, but I think Buffalo gets them once they get there. But only thing that scares me about Buffalo, Rob, is they are so – I mean, they're such a favorite. You know what I mean? Like, so many people are
picking them. Too overwhelming. Too overwhelming.
Yeah,
that
it
things
is
like
a
that.
Bit.
If that was the case, Chris, everybody would run to Vegas and put all their money down, and it doesn't work like that. Yeah. We saw last year that slump. Remember they couldn't score? Remember how bad they were for about 4 games?
No, they weren't great in the regular season.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, they were good. They won 11 games, but they weren't – yeah, the playoffs is where they were playing well. But, yeah, right. So I got them. But those are our picks. All right, it's the Odd Couple, Chris and Rob. Your turn to weigh in, 877-99 on Fox. What do you think of our picks? Give us your Super Bowl champion and your MVP, 877-99 on Fox.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. This is the Odd Couple brought to you by AutoZone, where they have the free services you need to help you get back on the road, such as their free AutoZone Fix Finder service with more than 5,600 locations nationally. AutoZone is here to help you save time and money with those free services. Getting the job done just got easier. Restrictions do apply. Get in the zone, AutoZone. Rob, I think Aaron Rodgers, for him to win his third straight MVP, I think he'd have to be so far out in front. Now, they, like you said, 14 wins, that'll help. I think his numbers will have to be so far out in front. Well, if they look, if they go 14-2 and he's got the best or second best numbers in the league, he could win it. But I do think they're I think he's almost starting at a slight deficit. Some might say the storyline, the narrative helps him that he lost his best receiver. But I would say having won the last two, you know, sometimes voter fatigue sets in. So I think he's got to fight that.
Yeah, but Brett Favre won three and didn't have, like, I think it's doable only because if he had Devontae Adams, Chris, then I would agree with you that the chances of him winning, where you say, well, you got the best receiver in the league, blah, 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 you play in the NFC North. You know, you could make an argument and be, like, tired. But if they don't miss a beat with losing that guy and he makes Lazard or one of those other, that rookie, they got two rookies that they drafted, right? And like they make one of those guys.
Passes.
Yeah, but then one of those guys become a star, you know what I mean, or has right. some big numbers. They're going to be like, Aaron Rodgers made this dude. Look at what he's doing. You know,
do
like
you think his failures the last couple years in the playoffs could work against him?
No.
Like, we see not, that in the NBA.
Not in the regular season. In the NFL, I don't see that. Because I think people look at a lot of different things. It's supposed to be a regular season award. And if they win, as I said, they've won 13 games in a row. 13 games, three last years in a row. Years. Yeah, three.
Two, right? Is it three?
Rob G, it's three, isn't
two
it?
Two last year.
It's three,
last
yep.
It's
is it three?
Oh, Chris, wow. Every year that what's his, the new coach has been there. I mean,
yeah, I thought it was two.
Okay. Yeah, three. So if they would have, that's what I'm saying. If they won 14 games and I don't know, and he made those receivers like into something, I think he would have a shot. I'm not saying it's any kind of lock because there's a lot of good young quarterbacks and there's a lot, like you just said, with Josh Allen and the Bills. But if Josh Allen and the Bills stumble or he has 12 interceptions, you know what I mean? Or well, whatever it is. And Aaron Rodgers puts up his normal numbers or close to them, I think he has a shot.
Last question. What's the deadline for you to change your pick? Last year was week 8. You moved to Aaron Rodgers.
No, I didn't.
From Lamar Jackson.
Rob G. It was not week 8.
I think it was after week 1.
Week 7.
It was after week 1.
No, it was week 2.
No, right? It was after.
It don't matter. It could have been the day after the first game.
No,
once they play a game, you can't change your pick.
Oh, no, you're right, Chris. It was week 2 because week 1, he put up a stinker.
He put up a stinker.
Against the Saints, and then he came back, and I was like, that's it, MVP.
Right. You remember I said I wanted to drink his bath water. You remember?
After the first. Ugh. Now, why'd you have to say that? You know what? Let's just break.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right. Thank you, B-Finn. It is the iCouple live from the Fox. No, I'm sorry. The TireRack.com studios. And we are joined by the man with the theme music, one of the few. Do I hear his theme music? There we go. I don't want to bring him in without his theme music. You can't do that.
Chris, I don't know. I think that beard isn't working for you. You're just missing everything. You're forgetting the tire rack.
For you to say when you don't do the reads.
Well, I'm just saying.
I'm not saying another company. I'm saying Fox Sports. So we're always in the Fox Sports radio studio.
All right.
But they're the TireRack.com studios. Anyway, we got an NBA champion, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst with us. Our man, Eddie House. E-House, what's up, man?
What's up, gentlemen? How y'all doing, man?
We are good, brother. And look, let's get right to it. I know we're going to get to some football before we get to the NBA with you because we know you are a man of all seasons. And so you're a Raiders fan.
Hello.
That's the toughest division in football. I do think the Raiders should be better than they were last year. But I don't have them making the playoffs.
Neither do I.
How do you see that division playing out?
Well, that's an oxymoron, Chris. You said they're better than last year, but they don't make the playoffs. How the hell does that work when they made the
playoffs?
Easy.
The other team got better.
Right.
No, you said that we actually got better, too, though. That's the one thing about it.
Denver added a Hall of Fame quarterback. Chargers... I think the Chargers are just – Justin Herbert is continuing to grow. He's better than Derek Carr. Really? Has he been balling? And then, obviously, Kansas City's Kansas City.
He's been balling, but he has not got to the playoffs, Herbert. I like Herbert a lot. We know what
this
Kansas
is the year.
City is, but at the end of the day, we did beat Kansas City. I mean, we did beat the Chargers last year.
So y'all went in the division?
The last game of the season, right?
Y'all went in the division?
So Carr outplayed Herbert.
Y'all went in the division?
I think the division is up for grabs.
No, that's not the question.
I really do.
I hear a lot of yapping.
Y'all laughing? No, y'all heard it here first.
Who's winning it?
So they went in the division?
I didn't say that.
Yes or no, Eddie?
I want a yes or a no.
Yes or no.
No, because you know what? I'll give you a quick story. Last time I bet on my team or even went like that was when I was with the Miami Heat. We went to the Super Bowl, and before we brought it in, after practice was over with, Pat Riley brought it in. He said, "And House, I know you're a Raider fan, and I bet you $1,000 and give you 21 points that the Raiders get their ass kicked." And I was like, I don't bet on my team. I never do. But I was like, damn, he called me out. I bet it. And we lost. So I never do that. I'm not going to step, but I say it's up for grabs. So Are they making the playoffs at least?
Can you give us that?
I believe if we don't make the playoffs, it's a failure, and Derek Carr has to go if we don't make the playoffs.
Wow. So you saying they will, or you saying we got a good chance?
I'm saying we playoff bound, baby.
All right. Just win, baby. Just win.
You're wrong, but at least you said something.
Hey,
Chris, you've been wrong, too. You've been wrong on the reads all day.
There you go. Tell them, Eddie House.
I'm glad you've been listening all day.
Yes, tell them. All day long. Eddie House, what about Patrick Beverley introduced and had a couple things to say? What'd you make of Patrick Beverley?
I didn't like it, Eddie. Wait a minute.
I loved it, but let's play it. Alex, can you play it again?
Eddie, listen to this.
Hold on. Let Eddie hear this. Do we have it, Alex?
We got it.
I want you to hear this.
And Anthony Davis.
They'll be playing with me.
No, rewind it. He got to hear the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing. Go back.
All right, here you go.
He'll be playing with LeBron James and Anthony Davis.
They'll be playing with me.
Yeah?
Yeah. I made the playoffs last year. They didn't.
Eddie, come on, man.
Eddie, he's trolling.
He wasn't joking, though.
He's trolling, man.
They won a championship. He's never played in the finals, right? You know, and I love Pat Bev. You know, that was my rook when I was in Miami, my last year that I played when we went to the finals and lost to Dallas. He was one of my rooks, and he trolling. But mind you, that he's just saying, hey, man, you know, put some respect on my name, basically. Like, it ain't all about them, because if it was, they would have did something last year. Obviously, they needed help. They reaching out for some help. And here, I'm here to help as much as I can. And he trolling. But at the same time, you know, you you can't think that it's literal what he's saying. I mean, they did win a championship a couple years ago. They didn't make the playoffs last year, right? And he did make in a play-in game, you know, had the game, and he played well. Again, I tell you, I love what Pat Bev brings to the table, and that's part of Pat Bev, though, right there, that attitude. That's the reason why he is who he is and how he's been able to stick around in the league with that mindset. If he had any other mindset, he wouldn't have been – in this league, and he wouldn't be who he is. So, I mean, I believe he's just trolling, man. Y'all, it gives us something to talk about.
I would have loved it, Eddie, as a joke, a giggle. Yeah, you know, hey, they get to play with me too. I was in the playoffs, not them, you know. But, man, he was dead serious. His follow-up line was, so we get to play with each other, and we going to do, you know, like, it was like, come on, man. But I'm with you. I do love Pat Bev, and I love the pickup, so.
But it ain't getting them over the hump. It's not getting them over the hump. No. It's not getting the Lakers over the hump, not in the West or in the East.
What is your – because it's been a while, if I'm not mistaken, that we talked about you. I apologize if we've already asked you this. The Durant situation, obviously, he's back in Brooklyn. Do you think – how do you think it's going to work out there? I love him on paper. I love the offseason additions. I'm just questioning between the ears, all of them, KD, Kyrie, and Ben Simmons. How do you think this plays out in Brooklyn?
I think they got a hell of a squad. And like you said, you look at it on paper and the talent, I think every piece matches, right? Like they do what they're supposed to do. And if they stay healthy, they could be a team that's there late, in late May and possibly in June if they have the leadership. To me, that's the question. It's who is going to be the leader? And the leader has to be on the same page as the head coach. It can't be any division between the leader on the court, the leader in the locker room, and the head coach. All that needs to work together. And if it's not, then I don't think they're going to go far. You see, they got swept last year, and I think that they – definitely had two of the most talented players. Everybody said they met possibly the best duo ever to play the game of basketball, right? And they got swept. It's just because there is a lack of leadership out there, and I think that's the most important thing. It's you can be talented, but you also, if you are the most talented player, a lot of times comes a whole lot of responsibility, and leadership is one of those responsibilities, and I'm not sure if Kevin Durant or Kyrie is that type of player. Now, they could play on teams that have leaders already etched in stone and come in and be a perfect piece for that, but it's their turn. And I think it's the best thing for Kevin Durant is to stay there. Was the best thing for Kevin Durant in the NBA to have him there and try to solidify his own legacy without having any dark clouds around him getting two championship rings.
Hey, right. Hey, last thing, Montrezl Harrell agreed to a 2-year deal with the Sixers. And I'm a couple of years ago, everybody was really high on him, and then they started looking at the plus minus of him on some teams with the Clippers. I know it wasn't great when he was out there and then whatnot. Is he still a viable? Is this a good pickup for the Sixers? Still,
I thought it was a great pickup for him. Another guy that can rebound the basketball. You don't have to run plays for him to be effective. Sets hard screens. Really good finishing around the basket. And that plus-minus stat, you know, I'm not a big fan of the plus-minus because I could go out there and be balling, right? And then the rest of the folk cats ain't doing nothing. Now, I got a minus 11 because Joe Blow ain't out here holding up his end of the bargain, and it looks like I haven't been balling. You know, I've seen guys out here with higher plus-minuses than a guy that actually had a triple-double on a team that won. And to me, I don't know how that works. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know how that works, but it works the way just the fact of the matter is who you're out on the court with at that particular time. But I think that's a good pickup for Philly.
I agree, but you will admit when he went to the Lakers, he just didn't seem like the same player. Am I wrong?
No, you're not wrong. But, you know, certain times the fit, you know, certain players fit better with certain teams and a certain way that the offense is ran. I think that when he was with the Clippers, it was free-flowing. You know, that was a free-flowing offense, and he was able to just roam around and do what he does best. When you got one guy, you know, when he went to the Lakers, it was a guy holding the basketball, two guys holding the basketball, ISOing, and then he has to sit there and try to – it's easy to guard that. You know, when you have moving parts, it's hard to guard moving bodies.
All right, that's our man, Eddie House. As always, we appreciate the knowledge, brother.
Thanks, Eddie.
Always, man. Y'all take care, man. Hey, Chris, get them reads right, man. Get it together, brother. I'm listening tomorrow. You better have it on point.
That's right.
All right, I've been challenged. You know I always step up to the challenge. So it'll be perfect tomorrow. All right, that's our man Eddie House. We got Shop Talk next. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
You've put it off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has tires that will elevate your drive. Touring tires for commuter comfort, performance tires for sporty handling, all-terrain tires for on- and off-road adventure. Go to TireRack.com to get started. Not sure where to begin? Use the Tire Decision Guide to get a personalized tire recommendation. The right tires for how, what, and where you drive. Choose from the full line of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They'll bring your new tires to your home or your office and install them on site. It doesn't get much easier than that. Go to TireRack.com/sports to see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/sports. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. All right, it's the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. It's time for Shop Talk.
Ain't nobody exempt in the barbershop. You know that. Ain't nobody exempt. You can talk about whoever and whatever, whenever you want to in the barbershop.
Now, it's Shop Talk.
That's right. It is Shop Talk here on The Odd Couple, a segment where we discuss something that happened outside of the world of sports. And today we're cheating because this one does definitely have a sports tie-in.
Uh-oh.
Greg Gumbel was on a podcast earlier this week. I tried to get the sound, but it was a long conversation, and I just couldn't scrub through it that fast. So here's what he said, though. He's taking shots at The Odd Couple. That's how I took it.
Is that what?
He said, quote, "There's apparently a huge audience for sports talk radio. If you're just tuning in to hear people argue and scream and shout, that's fine. Good luck to you. Good luck in your early grave, because I think it's the most ridiculous thing on the planet. I have not heard in my lifetime more than an hour's worth of sports talk radio, and most of it I've heard is in the lead-in or lead-out from an interview I might have done myself." Rob Parker, you've done radio a long time. Your thoughts on Greg Gumbel just taking a bat to your beloved profession?
Well, maybe he should have turned down the job when he got it at WFAM when it first started.
He actually talks about that, Rob. So that's when I learned to hate it. That's what he said. Said, yeah. "I learned to hate it at WFAM."
Did he do a show, Rob? Did he do a show?
He did a show. Chris, when the station first started, Greg Gumbel had a show.
How long did he do it?
He said he had a 3-year contract. He said in the first 3 months, he knew he hated it.
Yeah, and I think he might have did the
first year. He was probably taking a ton of calls.
You know,
because that's how it used to be,
but
right?
But you got
to
remember, when it first started, WFAM was a national sports show in New York. So it was weird, Chris. It wasn't local.
How was this show?
He wasn't that good. He's one of these guys who just happy schmappy, and he just wants to call a game, and he doesn't want to say anything bad about anybody. I get that. Okay, that's fine. But there's a lot of people. You don't have to yell and scream all the time. But having a disagreement with people over sports is cool. It's not the end of the world. So I disagree with Greg Gumbel.
Look, Greg's great at what he does. I don't know him. Never met him.
I've met him in studio at WDFN in Detroit. He came in.
Okay. I think this is hating. I mean, look, it's his right not to like it. But I do think sports talk radio adds to the overall sports landscape. It makes things more fun. It makes things more interesting. It makes things more exciting. It puts money in the pockets of the athletes because it makes the sports more popular. And obviously it creates jobs for people around sports. Like, it's a good thing because
everybody doesn't do a show the same way.
Absolutely.
You know
what
I mean?
That's the thing. I mean,
right.
Some guys, they take calls all the show long. Some guys are strongly, debate. Other guys aren't. I mean, there's so many different types of sports talk shows. And here's the thing, Rob. A lot of times when I'm in the car, I'll listen to music. But there are a lot of, I listen to a good amount of sports talk radio because
so
I enjoy it. It's
so
exciting. It's fun.
When I'm in the car, I agree with you. I agree. You know, yep. I love my music as well. Rob G, what do you think of Greg Gumbel?
Shame on Greg Gumbel. Because anybody who likes sports or is around sports can tell you, your favorite thing to do is to watch or play sports. I get it. You know what their second favorite thing to do is? To talk and argue with other people about sports.
Yep.
Because
yes.
Everybody has an opinion. Not everybody has a microphone or a platform, but that's what sports radio provides. It provides platforms for guys like Chris and Rob to a massive audience. And one thing this platform does, which others don't, is we also provide Marty in Kentucky, Mark in Sacramento, all these other guys with platforms.
Yes.
So they feel like they're part of something bigger. And when you just want to talk and hear yourself talk and not actually have anything to say, I'm not with that.
You know what, Rob?
And this is
going
on all day in the barbershop, Rob. You own a barbershop. That's all we're doing is what guys do at in the basement, right? At the barbershop.
Hanging out at the bar, whatever it is.
Yep, absolutely. All right, we got an hour left, iCouple. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play?
Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woohooer, a hand clapper, a high fiver? I kind of like the high five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At chumbacasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses. So don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions 18 plus.